Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Thanks for joining. Yes, he is awesome. No matter what your role is in life, you have a purpose. You're a leader in that purpose. Our goal here is simply to inspire and equip all leaders to lead where they are, to get us on cue, to get us on cue where God's will, get us on cue, his calling on our lives, which is our purpose, and get us on cue, others on cue with that purpose. What is cue? It's CUE. It is how Nehemiah, a model transformational leader, led a starved, broken, desperate people to building a wall around ancient Jerusalem. In essence, building a way of life. He cued them up. And the CUE is an acronym for C, common ground. What can we agree on? It's the why. U, unified thought. What vision can we share? It's really the what. And E, equally yoked. What is the end game, what success looks like, what's the plan, and what's my role in it? It's really the how we get it done. So Q Leadership integrates biblical principles of leadership using Nehemiah as the model and helping you do two things. One, get people to trust you. And secondly, to get people to follow you, discipleship. And so our prayer, we always start our show with a prayer. You know, Lord, you are powerful, loving, merciful Lord. We thank you for this day. Lead us, bless our ministry and our audience and all who are serving you. We honor you today by doing two things, to give you the glory and the honor and serving this generation. So, Lord, we know that this Q Leadership is your brainchild, our calling in your name. So, Lord, your word, Romans 12:2, tell us, be not conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that that is good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Lord, please use this ministry to raise some transformational leaders and gatekeepers in your name. Help others to hear the call, receive the call. In other words, understand that there's a higher calling and that this journey is for everyday leaders. We pray that we be open, that we hear you and not me. Let your word shine through this program and help us to have the right questions. No matter what the differences are, help us all remember what this life is about, love. And Lord, continue to keep us and let us to be open and to have diverse opinions here, Lord. Amen. So we have a dialogue. We have a conversation about leadership based in God's words. We equip leaders with a roadmap really to tap into faith in our Lord Savior Jesus Christ in order to build these trust and build discipleship. Highlight everyday leaders that are making a difference and that can testify to God's goodness and be transformational. Our show here is not to criticize, but to shine a light on some truth and love. And it's not to tell you what to do, but provide a different lens and then to see things. And it's not to focus on the mere symptoms of a problem, but really the root of the problem. In other words, treat the infection and not the runny nose. You know, 2013 has flown by. Lots have happened. And at the end of the year, you, like me, take inventory of what's happened. For me, you know, I celebrated 15 years of marriage to a wonderful woman. I spent more time with my daughters than I have in years. We lost the chief of our village, my pops, my dad, made a bold career move, launched On Q Radio, and experienced a variety of losses, gains, challenges, successes, simply life. We all have much to be thankful for this past year and much to look forward for if we live, Lord, spare, as my mom would always say. And the new brings new traditions as well. The new year brings these new traditions. And, you know, gathering with families at parties, New Year's Eve parties, watching the ball drop on television, you know, going to church. When you're growing up, we always go to watch night. Watch night is a late night service held on New Year's Eve and ends after midnight. It provides an opportunity for us to gather to review the year and have passed and make confessions and prepare for the new year ahead of praying and resolving. These services usually often include singing and praying and preaching. You know, Watch Night also has a more significant significance for history of African Americans in the U.S. Since, you know, many slaves were said to have gathered in the churches New Year's Eve in 1862 to await the news of confirmation of the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, other things we do, we cook food, black eyed peas for luck, all jaws to ensure health, prosperity, and progress, greens for money. You know, there's some weird other weird customs across the world. Argentina wears brand new pink underwear to attract love. You know, they at exactly 12 o'clock, they step forward with their right foot to start the year off on your right foot. In Colombia, people walk around their block with an empty suitcase for a full year of travel. And even in Russia, people write down a wish on a piece of paper, burn it, throw it into a champagne glass, and drink it before 12:01. These are all New Year's, and then there's New Year's resolutions. Most of us have one at this point in our lives, and where we promise to make to yourself to start doing something good or stop doing something bad in the first year, in the first day of the year. Finances, get a better job, save money, manage debt, get a better education. You know, there's some others, relaxations. We want to take a trip. We want to manage stress. And others spend more time with family and and volunteer to help others. You know, it even reduce and reuse and recycle things. But the most popular category that we all have probably participated in is health and wellness. Exercise, eat healthier food, quit smoking or drinking less, and the most popular one is lose weight or get fit. Does any of this sound familiar? Especially exercise for health and wellness. But the challenge is that resolutions start with some, with admirable intentions, but seldom fade away as the year goes by. Studies show that 88% of our resolutions fail. They do not stick, which brings us to the question of the day to related to New Year's resolutions. Why don't they stick? To help us with that, we have some special guests discussing that popular resolutions around exercise and wellness. We have Rodney Crenshaw, owner of Gold's Gym, and Wesley Goggins, who will join us later of athletes, anybody's athlete. They'll share their perspectives on why people do not stick to resolutions and how they make a difference in helping their clients' resolutions stick. Wesley should will make it later in the broadcast as we arrange his schedule to accommodate us, but we'll highlight them on the next break and their work as well as reminisce on the old glory days of college football at JSU. So after the break, we'll bring on Rodney. So stay with us. We're blessed to hear him today. And if you have any questions during the break, please send us questions or comments at 310-861-2331. That's 310-861-2331. Contact us on qleadership.org. You are listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. We'll be right back. And we are back. Thanks for staying with us. You are listening On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Remember, our mission here is to equip leaders to lead them where they are and by getting them on cue with God's will and his purpose. Follow us on Twitter at Cue Leadership. What can I say about my next guest? Ladies and gents, we go way back. We can probably spend the whole show talking about all the things we've done together since we were kids. But, you know, he's more than a friend, more than a teammate. He's a brother, Rodney Crenshaw of Gold's Gyms here in Montgomery, Alabama, and he is perfect for today's questions, New Year's resolutions, why they don't stick. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome with a virtual applause my brother, Rodney Crenshaw. Rodney, you here?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. About yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good.
Good, good. So Rodney?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I want to start off the day by I always ask all my guests, you know, one question. You know, what is that one word that describes you in one word? Are we still here? Did we lose it? So, ladies and gentlemen, it looked like we lost Rodney there for a second. So, you know, what we're going to do, we'll continue on. So Rodney himself, you know, we grew up very from Greenville, Alabama. Oh, let's say we got him back. So, Rodney, uh-huh, get you back?
Okay. Yes, I'm back.
All right, great. So what is that one word that describes you in your mind?
Very energetic.
Energetic. Yes, why would you pick that word?
Because I try to start the day off the same every day. Very positive, giving my creation the respect that he needs, and also just thanking him for the opportunity to take and fulfill everything that goes on with living itself. And that is being positive and also being healthy as well.
Amen to that. So my next question is always another one that I always use, and it may be probably something I could answer already. But I said, if money was no issue, what would you do every day? If money was no issue, what would you do every day?
Oh, man, that's simple. That's simple. I would take care of my body and family.
Body and family. Okay. Well, yes. Well, that's awesome, because lots of times where, you know, again, we're other people. I know we've probably got a little background. Like, I think you're inside your gym this morning, so if you kind of think about it, can you tell us about your work there with the Ghost Gym?
Oh, man, we are a facility here specializing in as much as kids and sports performance, and also fitness and weight loss performance. And what
okay.
we do, we start as early as the age of 6, because we believe in a foundation. All right, and a foundation, what we want to do is we want to set good trends. Because one thing about it, the older we get, the more bad habits we instill. So if we can start with as young as the kids and instill good habits, we hope that they carry them on throughout their life.
Right. Amen to that. You know, it's very important that we, you know, not only have strength of spirit, but also body and mind as well. And lots of time the key to that is spirit of the body. So, you know, as we think about the first quarter each year, it's so important to your business. Could you share with the audience why it's so important, especially related to New Year's resolutions?
Oh, man, one thing about the New Year, we also have an influx of business because of those who want to come in with the New Year's resolution in mind of hopefully, you know, losing weight and, you know, changing themselves. But they forget the one thing about changing themselves, which first starts in the mind. All right? We can't only, you know, imagine how many people come in the first of the New Year's with big dreams, big aspirations. But they forget, you know, dreams and aspirations come through planning. In order to plan, you can't plan one part of the year. You have to plan throughout the year. So, you know, one thing about that, we try to instill in those who come in the new year. Now, don't wait for the new year to come in. You know, even though you're coming in the new year, be mindful of, you know, the task that it takes, you know, to take care of your body and mind and spirit.
So, okay. So what's your first part of your plan that you put together for people when they come in? How you go about that?
Honesty. You know,
honesty.
Tell me the truth. Honesty. Tell me the truth, and I should tell you that in return.
Okay, so honesty about, I guess, about their lifestyle or regarding their health and wellness, or honesty that you're going to put the work in going forward, or is it both of those?
Oh, the honesty starts with them, you know, because the thing is, I want them to believe in me, but I want to be able to believe in them as well to make sure they're upholding and telling me the truth of being accountable for what they do outside of the gym. So when they come in here, I can pick forth a plan in order to equal those results that they and dreams and aspirations that they have. So honesty is something that, you know, in time we both will, you know, in time get to know one another And at the same time, you know, you want that relationship between that person. And in order to have a relationship between a person, you know, you have to have honesty.
You got to have honesty. So that honesty is important because in order for the plan to work, you got to know what you're dealing with. So if they're not honest with you, you know, that plan may be for naught, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, we're good. So, you know, so doing that honesty, though, you know, there's a big ramp up at the beginning of the year when it comes to New Year's resolutions and working out. You know, why don't they stick at times? Is it, can you just go through a variety of things? I know honesty is one where they're not honest with themselves and they just quit. But why do people stop coming through throughout the entire year?
Because of the thing is with the honesty, you know, they expect to come here overnight and change. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bad credit doesn't take place overnight. Bad credit takes place over a period of time. Same way with your body. Bad habits show in the mirror. Not
mm-hmm.
overnight, but over time. So the thing with that intangible is let them know what they're dealing with. You know, success doesn't come overnight. So don't expect the weight to fall off overnight. But instill in them that, hey, if you trust in me and believe, results will come.
Right. So they come in with lofty expectations of what their body's going to be like or how they're going to feel, especially in the first part of it. You know, I when you start working out, you haven't worked out in a while. That's a pretty tough grind at the beginning. So how do you keep them in tune? Those who stick with it around those types.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Well, one thing
I was saying that, you know, at beginning, you know, you talk about those unreasonable expectations that they come in, and how do you bring them down to earth in a sense about those expectations?
Once again, you start with honesty. You tell them that it's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you show them the negative, but you show them how the positive outweigh the negative, or as the gains that they will have on top of. You know, the negative, the bad days, you know, the sore muscles, the days where you don't feel like coming in. Then you come back and you show them the positive of how their life is going to change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in a sense, you're going to show them, you let them know that this is a marathon and not a sprint.
Exactly. It's not
right.
A race. You know, this type of thing here, you know, it'll take you to your grave in more ways than one. You know, you can live by it. You can try to adhere to it. You can address the problem, or you can look at it as if you don't have a problem. And one thing about health will take you further on, God willing, or it will take you to an early death from health
right.
risk complications and things and forso.
Right. So essentially, you reap what you sow, in a lot of this, right?
All the time.
That's how you help them break those bad habits at the end of the day. So lots of times it is part of not only help them confront a reality, but also help them break a bad habit. So what is one of those bad habits, or what are the most prevalent bad habits that your clients have when dealing with exercise or getting in health, getting in shape?
Bad eating habits. Start outside of the gym. You know, that's one of the biggest things we deal with because we tell people all the time, your calorie intake helps the problem more or less and make it worse. You know, not
mm-hmm.
only that, when you come into a gym as trainers, we know people aren't going to be educated on what to do, how to do it, and how to equal those results. So one thing you try to do is you try to instill in them that, hey, working out and health starts outside of the gym, which is going to be a big concern on what their body is taking in because you are what you eat.
Right. And it's basically you have to manage what you consume at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. Then again, you start with the planning.
Starting with the planning. Okay, so for the last 2 minutes before we go to a break, walk me through at a high level what your plan is and how you start and go to the finish. If I were a new client, I'm standing down with you, you know, what does that plan look like?
First thing I'm going to ask for is an all-out commitment.
Okay.
That's the top of the plan. You start with a commitment. You know, it's always good to set goals, but goals can't be accomplished without a commitment. A commitment that you're going to buy into this plan. Trust in me as I'm going to trust in you. Make that commitment first before we can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I said, it's good to have goals. To me, goals are another part of a dream. You know, without dreams, without a plan, those dreams are just what they are. They're just dreams.
Just dreams.
You know?
Got it.
Exactly.
Got it. So, okay, after the commitment, what's the next step?
The next step is accountability.
Accountability.
Be accountable. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Be accountable. After
be accountable to whom? To the program, to you, the sales, or all the above?
One thing about it, it's about you at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So you yourself have to be accountable. Because one thing about me, like I told in the beginning of this interview, that, hey, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be energetic, and Lord willing, I'm going to be here every day. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your enemy at times. Some days you might not want to see me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But look here. One thing about it, we are in this together. This is a mission that we both start together. And hopefully we're in it together. And hopefully
sure.
I'll see you later on down the road in the best health of your life. You know? Because being a trainer, you start with people, some leave, you know, they move on. You know, but you still want to instill them the importance of being healthy.
Sure, sure, got it. So after the commitment, accountability, then you start planning, right? What's your mission?
Yes, sir.
Understand what their mission is?
Yes, sir.
And so
at that time there, I'm listening to them. You know, I'm taking into accountability, you know,
mm-hmm.
of things that they might want to see in the mirror. And so
right.
what we do from that is we take those views and we implement those in the workouts. You know, because all of us have a vision of how we perceive ourselves. So now once I've taken in those two type things, commitment and accountability, now I take in a sense of listening to my client, being observant, and trying to bring those visions to the forefront.
Right. So take somebody like me who don't work out like he should anymore. I worked out pretty extensively at a younger age, and now I'm coming in, past 40, and now I want to look good again. So I don't have a lot of time to dedicate this. If I don't do it in the morning, I don't get it done. You know, I travel all the time. You know, just work. Just I got all sorts of excuses. How would you approach me?
First, I would start off, I would let you know, it's 24 hours in a day. 45 minutes, you spend it at some part of the day doing something that's not beneficial. You know, everyone doesn't watch TV. Everyone doesn't read a book. But at some part of the day, it's 45 minutes out of that 24-hour span that you can get some form of exercise in, which is be in the gym, outside, or in your car. More or less. At some part of the day, 45 minutes should be given.
Okay. Somehow. At some part of the day. Okay.
At some,
well, good. So,
some part
so,
of the day.
So we're gonna hold here. We're going to go into the break. So when we come back, we'll continue to talk about why New Year's resolutions, why they don't stick. So you can't afford to continue to miss this. If you have any questions, feel free to call us at 310-861-2331. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
And we're back. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Thanks for staying with us. Remember, our mission is to help leaders lead where they are, to get us on cue with God's will and his purpose. We're addressing the question of the day, New Year's resolutions. Why don't they stick? And we still have Rodney on the phone. Rodney, still here?
I'll see you there.
All right. Well, great. So we've been talking about the overall plan, about clients needing to commit, hold themselves accountable, make sure you got to understand what the expectations are, and then their mission. So once you have a plan in place and you live in that plan, so sometimes people fall off the wagon a little bit. Why do most people not stick to these plans? Why don't they stick to this New Year's resolution in your mind?
Once again, as a trainer, that's where I come in at. Because one thing about that, you know, is ways to keep reaching out to them. Because one thing about exercise and health, it's something that should be continued. That means it's repetitious. So one thing about it, when you, just like, you know, hearing a word, when people lose faith. Sometimes they get weak. Sometimes they get discouraged, which majority of the time that's what it is. When you get discouraged, you have to find a way to keep going. And as a trainer, that's my job. I have to find a way to keep you motivated, keep you interested, you know, and keep you in contact with, you know, the realm and the truth of the health goal, you know. So one thing about it, in order to start it, you have to finish it. So one thing about those resolutions, and it's hard, it's very hard, you have to let them know that, you know, but at the same time, be consistent with it and be accountable once again now on my part.
Right, so essentially you become not only a trainer, advisor, you're a coach at lots of times, an accountability party in lots of times, right?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
And so how, when do you know that your words are hitting a brick wall and they're not coming back?
The body will tell you everything.
The body will tell you everything.
Body language, you know.
Body language.
The way they move, you know. The way they get out the car. I'm the first one. I take heed to when they hit the parking lot. You know how long it takes for them to get out the parking lot. I take inventory from when they, you know, come in. They hang their coat on the coat rack. You know, things of that nature. You know, because it's going to be some days, like I said, they're not going to feel like being here. You know, and I have to know that.
Yes, exactly. It's really their actions. You're observing their level of energy, I guess.
Exactly.
Right. Or in a sense, their spirit about what they're about to undergo. You know, if they're tackling head on or not, you'll know that. How long does it usually take you to know that?
I take inventory from the day you hit that door, even if you work with me or not. I take inventory of every individual.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something that I've been doing since I've been in the training field.
Right. Wow.
You know,
okay.
Sometimes when you meet people that come into a gym, sometimes they're going to be shy. You know, sometimes they're going to be, you know, blind to the fact of, you know, what am I getting myself into? So that's when I have to step in, and, you know, make them aware of what's going on, a new surrounding, because some people have never been here before.
Mhm. Right. So when times are getting tough and you see their body language or even they're not showing up, whatever they're doing, you understand that when the times are getting tough, what is the first thing you do when you recognize that they may be waning just a little bit?
I have to reach out to them.
Mhm.
I have to reach out, even if that being, you know, going to check on them at their job, you know, going out into public with them, you know, going shopping with them, you know, instilling in them that, hey, I'm still a friend.
Right. So even beyond, you gave your commitment from the beginning.
Exactly.
As long as they're still committed,
so
are you.
Exactly. And I had to show them that in more ways than one.
Okay. So when you, let me switch up just a little bit. And I'll come back to a few things a little bit later. But when you can, when you compare clients that are dedicated all year versus those who stick with it, what are those specific, tangible things that you know? You said body language. Are there other things that that you see and recognize and differentiate between those who just dedicated to their craft?
Oh, yeah. See, the ones that are dedicated, they ask for more. And what I mean by ask for more, they go over and beyond the call of duty. You know, they're in here early. They're in here late. You know, they're trying to figure out, hey, how can I do something? How can I do more? You know? And one thing about that, I love that for the simple fact it keeps me on my toes. When I come up with those workout plans, it let me know that, hey, they're ready to move on to the next level.
Wow. Okay, so that's good. So they ask for more. They end early and out late, certainly.
Exactly.
And so not only they're looking at them coming into the gym, their body language tells you they're still ready, their energy is going. But not only just their body language, but also their body, their physical physique as well will show, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Well, good. So in that process, though, you know, when we talk about dedication, we talked about accountability. How important is perseverance? How do you help them just persevere through whatever they're dealing with? It couldn't not necessarily be soreness; it could be something totally outside of the gym. How do you help them with that?
That comes through conversation. You talk to them. Because one thing about that problem sometimes can be stress. And one thing about relieving stress is talk.
Now say that one more time.
Talk. Relieve that stress through conversation sometimes. You know,
right.
One thing about that, the stress plays an important role on, you know, seeing those results. You know, because one thing about the gym, it is a top stress reliever. So at that time, that is telling them that, hey, I'm also a person you can talk to. We talk through those problems. You know, we find a way to turn that stress into motivation.
Right. Right. So you turn stress into motivation. So can you give me an example?
For example, we all can have a bad day at work. You know, we all can deal with family issues, family problems. But we still find a way to work through them. And what I mean by work through them, in order to work through them, the mind and body has to be strong enough to work through them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
take that.
Which leads right into my next question. You said your mind and body have to be strong to work through them. How important is the spirit?
Oh, man. The spirit is where it starts at.
Okay.
The faith is part of believing. Without that, where do you go?
Right. Is that part of your initial conversation with clients, or do you know when you see them that you can have strong faith that, hey, I'm in this so for the long haul, but what is it about that thing that kind of...
One thing about that is, like, one thing about it, you have to find through conversations something that they believe in, whether it be
mm-hmm.
religion, whether it be family, whether it be, you know, any type of significant other. You have to find that, and the only way to find that is talk to your client.
Okay. Find that one thing that motivates their spirit.
Motivates that, that drives them to a point where, hey, they can, it's nothing, no mountain too high that they can climb.
Right. Got it. That really helps. So, you know, when you look at people from your clients and your business, kind of shifting gears a little bit, how do people find you, World's Gym, and so forth? Rodney, still on? Did we lose him again? All right, so ladies and gentlemen, that was Rodney Crenshaw. He kind of gave us some ideas of regarding what it takes in order to make a New Year's resolution, especially exercise. Sticky gave us some great nuggets around dedication, breaking bad habits, being honest with yourself, commitment, accountability, setting reasonable expectations, and really as you execute, be able to persevere by using the spirit. So after the break, we'll talk about some of this New Year's resolutions and why they don't stick and what else you can do. You can't afford to miss this. So if you have any questions during the break, please call us at 310-861-2331, and we'll see if we can get Rodney back to close out the session. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. We'll be right back. We're back. You're listening to On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell. Thanks for staying with us. Remember, our mission here is to help leaders lead where they are and get us on cue with God's will and his purpose. We're addressing the question of the day and why they don't stick. It's definitely apparent that Rodney loves his work. I want to recap pretty quickly of where he thought that how he works with clients who come in with New Year's resolution about exercise and wellness, which is probably the most popular New Year resolution around. It's about dreams and aspirations. Everyone comes in with those, but it's really about planning and being mindful of what the expectations you need. The second element is being honest, starting being honest with yourself so they can be held yourself accountable outside as well as inside the gym. There's also you come in with expectations and knowing that you have to break some bad habits in order to really move yourself from one state to another. So the overall process starts with commitment, accountability, setting expectations, and then, of course, putting the plan and the mission together and executing on that plan. And so So as you can see, I think we found out that Wesley may not be able to join us this morning. So we'll continue on the show without him. Hopefully, if he's able to chime in, we'll chime him in around 9:30 or so. But it's obvious that people like Rodney and these trainers and so forth love their work, and so they're leading where they are and molding people into something different. So you know, the question of the day of New Year's resolutions: why don't they stick? You know, let us start with the word resolution. It is the state or the quality of being resolute, a firm determination, a resolving to do something, a course of action determined or decided on, a formal statement or decision or expression of opinion put before a body. So in short, a resolution is a resolute action or a firm determination or decision to do something. And that is what New Year's resolutions of all kinds do. But the question is, why don't those stick? Why don't they stick? So starting with, you know, F and stick. Lots of times we find that these New Year's resolutions more often focus on ourselves. You know, a blessing from the Almighty are not just for you and me. We're asked on a previous show how many times in the Bible did the Lord bless someone, or that blessing was just for that person. And I think the answer was either zero or one. I think one was Adam, because he was the very first one. But, of course, everything beyond that was literally blessing the next set of generations. Secondly, we all need an accountability team. As Rodney shared, to hold ourselves to a standard, to coach, to encourage, especially when times get tough. It is absolutely imperative that you be able to persist and persevere through. In other words, we need, when we think about self, we need a point of reverence, a compass, a guiding light. Rodney shared earlier that the spirit is so important. And when you find that one thing that drives and motivates some person is always connected to the spirit, it is really a North Star that guides us, encourages us, and strengthens us, and rather than focusing on ourselves. You know, the second letter in stick is T, is toughness. You know, we have to confront the reality that this road will get tough, not only working out, but in life. Things not always easy. And in any resolute action or decision, in any resolution, we have to suffer through some initial pain. It's an initial pain of going up the hill, of being sore in the body, being sore in the mind, being sore in the spirit, until you have to really work that soreness out. The only way you work it out is continue to push through. If you stop and start over, you have that soreness all over again. It's the same thing when you deal with life and deal with the spirit. As you know, the basis of Q leadership is around Nehemiah, and one of the key tenets of him is persistence. It is perseverance. You don't have to be tougher than your challenges or your foes or your workout regimen, but rather be equally as persistent. You know, just think about King David. Once he killed slay Goliath and he stood before the Philistines, he didn't say who was next. He was also just as persistent to his biggest foe. So you don't have to go look for challenges to prove how tough you are, but rather meet them every time they appear, if it's an exercise, if it's a body, if it's a mind or spirit. The I in stick is incentives. As Rodney shared, you know, there's always an incentive. You know, what's that trigger? What's that catalyst? If it's health or if it's body, are you saving? You know, lots of times in sales, you ask me if you want to save you time or money or life. You know, we got to understand what's important to us as we go through these resolutions or we go through exercise or we go through some spiritual transformation. Most of the time, we make a promise to ourselves, for it is a safe right out. It's easy to break a promise to yourself. It's easier to break a promise to yourself than to another person, or especially it's easier to break a promise to yourself than breaking one to God. And that's why, as Rodney shared, he tried to find that one thing, and through conversation, that individual person he was committed to, from a spiritual perspective, that when things get tough, that's what you reference. So when things get tough in life, you don't reference yourself, you reference or somebody else, you go to the God Almighty. The C and stick is change. change. Too often we seek change without the complete transformation. Here's what I'm saying. We seem to be in the mind of being a chameleon, which changes with seasons or changes with environment or conforms to a certain world, and whether we're a change and can be turned back, and this change, type of change, can be turned back and reversed. We call it backsliding at times. If it's backsliding in exercises, or is it backsliding in your faith or your spirit or anything, I submit to you that some of us never complete that transformation. And we all find ourselves at times backsliding on certain things that we're committed to the Lord or committed to ourselves or committed to those that we love to do. But we have to take a tougher journey of transforming ourselves like a butterfly does. You know, once a butterfly transforms, it can't go back to its cocoon. You know, a butterfly kind of gives you a sense of renewal, rebirth, allowing the Lord to use you in order to make an impact, impacting somebody's life from a physical perspective, from a mental, from a spiritual. It's connecting the cohesive. Your spirit will tell you that these things are true. You know, leaders, in a sense, you know, focus on solving the problem. And as Rodney articulated, he tried to find that problem, that mission and expectations in order to really help change some habits first rather than jumping into surgery or taking the surgery when he want to lose weight or so forth. I'm not knocking that at all. I'm saying that that's not should be the first thing you jump to, because you know the road to exercise and health and wellness in the spirit, mind, or body is tough. So focus on the long term. Understand that the small Band-Aid is part of the plan, that is not to cure the larger problem when you look at those things. So now, since we were talking about why things don't stick, and we're using STICK as an acronym, and so we talked about the S on self, T for toughness, I for incentives in order to do things, and C is change, because through all this whole process about New Year resolution, you're seeking change. But now the K is for karma. The karma is a concept or action or deed understood of which the entire cycle of cause and effect that causes things. You may want to do something for some effect, but it results in something totally different. In other words, we reap what we sow. As Galatians 6, 7, and 8 tells us, a man reaps what he sows, for one who reaps, who sows in his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. For the body apart from the Spirit is dead, as we know. And I know the traditions around New Year's resolutions and New Year's are great, and it's like to have a lot of fun, but we have to be careful. Not place our faith in them rather than placing our faith where it really truly belongs. You know, however, the word is specific about customs and superstitions and other traditions in 1 Timothy 4:7 have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. I know it's tough pill to swallow, and I'm trying to swallow as well as I read that this morning. So just like physical exercise, we have to train ourselves in godliness, or we have to train ourselves, as Romans 10:13 shares, to train ourselves to call on the name of the Lord. And he said, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So as we go into this new year, let us eat our peas, our greens, our hog jaws, our fish, our ham, with our family, and after the blessing in his name. But as you know, as you go into today, though, not to New Year's, not tomorrow, put your health and wellness, your financial well-being, your relaxation, your family, your hopes and your dreams in God's hands and turn them over to him, and how he makes this stick, how he makes this stick, consider focusing not on self, but rather on God as a point of reverence to connect our blessing to each other. Consider not drawing not on our own toughness, but rather the strength of Christ. Consider not standing on the I and incentive to motivate ourselves, but to rather stand on the promises of God and what he shared. Consider not the sea changes conform of this world for the coming year, but rather transform in the spirit for today. And consider not allowing karma to catch us by sowing seeds of the flesh, rather sow the seeds of the spirit for us, for we reap what we sow, the gift of eternal life that God has promised us. In a sense, our New Year's traditions may be asking for favor for God, but in another sense, New Year's traditions may be asking for his grace and mercy, of which we cannot earn. We cannot earn through nothing we do, for Christ has already paid that price. As my friend and mentor shared a couple shows ago, greater are they who relinquishes that which they cannot keep will gain what they will never lose. I'm saying it again. Greater are they who relinquish that which they cannot keep will gain what they will never lose, God's grace and mercy. We can't gain that. It's already, the price has been paid. So, but as Ephesians 2, 8, 9 sums it up for us. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith that is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So God's grace and mercy, as we hopefully we're all asking for today in this new year, is already been earned, already been paid for. We just got to go to him. So now, the New Year's resolutions. Let's resolute is a resolute action, a firm determination to do something. Be resolved. Be resolute. Not in changing the things of the flesh, of the body, but in transforming. Go through your own metamorphosis like the butterfly instead of conforming to the flesh like the chameleon. Romans 12:2 tells us, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your spirit or your mind, and yet be proved what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I challenge us all today to leave where we are by not making our resolutions stick, but rather transformation that acceptable to God. Get us on cue with God's purpose. Get us on cue with God's will. Get us on cue with his call in our lives and our purpose, and get others on cue with that purpose. And so our challenge is all today to do those things. As we go into the new year, search for God's grace and mercy. Be prosperous in his name. There are a few things we all will want to give honor and praises to our Lord Jesus Christ. We just celebrated his birth. Thanks to those who tune in, my special guest Rodney, and I'll get Wesley on at some point later, and I understand, of course, his business still has to run. My producer, Assistant Kennedy, who's keeping me on time, my better half, my wife, my friend, Ty, and my youngest princess, Carson, my family, friends on Facebook, my mother, mother-in-law, sisters, and brothers, and I dedicate this show to all who's lost a loved one this year. If you'd like to be a sponsor, please email me at onq@qleadership.com. This has been On Cue. I'm your host, Eric Powell, until next week.